All right, let's talk movies. Don and John are a couple of locals we met here a couple months ago. We've sent them out to movie reviews, and they come in because they're so talented.
They're really good.
One of the things, if I can, I think this is what happened. Brokeback Mountain was supposed to open. I don't know if it opened a couple days ago. I thought it did. We told them we wanted to review it. The only place it was playing, I believe, was a theater in Scottsdale.
Oh,
and I
wow.
think they drove to Scottsdale to see the movie last night to come back here. And
I thought it was opening everywhere.
I don't know. Well, let's ask Don and John, what is the story with that?
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Howdy, partner.
It's opening. It was in limited release on December 9th, which apparently in Arizona included one independent theater in Scottsdale, and opens everywhere today, which is just the place that want to show it, which also doesn't appear to be very many.
So it's not. So if somebody wants to go see Brokeback Mountain this weekend in Tucson, you couldn't see it? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like you might have to trek up to Scottsdale just like we did.
Isn't that interesting?
You guys went to Scottsdale?
Yeah, last night.
Do you either of you realize that you could completely take our jobs? They could totally. Like, they actually work.
You guys work
because we can drive to Scottsdale.
No, you work so much harder than we do.
So much harder.
By the way, I mean, you know what? Since it's not playing here, forget it. Don't even review it.
Very funny.
Sounds good to me.
I don't think you can resist, John Jay. I know you want to talk about this movie.
Yeah, he does.
I know. I want to. It's called Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
it's a gay western. I think it's also called Bitch Cassidy and the Sundance Drama Queen.
I think the gay version of Brokeback Mountain is called Brokeback Mountain. That's
Mountain or mountain?
Mountain.
Like they're mountain.
Mount him. Mount him. Brokeback Mount him.
Mount him.
Gross.
I can't wait to play my gay cowboy song that we've got ready to go after they review
cool.
this.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be really cool. All right, go ahead, Scottsdalians.
Okay, we're going to start with the producers, though. Let's wait for Brokeback.
Another winner. So, if Jessica Simpson and Daisy Dukes earlier this year really wasn't your thing, well, maybe you're in luck because you can check out Will Ferrell and some ridiculously short shorts and producers. Yeah.
Okay, so this movie starts with the character played by Nathan Lane. His name is Max Bialystock. All the names are really crazy in this movie. He's a washed-up producer whose shows are always canceled on opening night, and he's really down, and he's really unhappy. But his luck changes when his neurotic accountant, who is played by Matthew Broderick, shows up and devises a plan to get them both filthy rich. All they have to do is raise $2 million, produce the worst show in history. When it's canceled, they leave town with all the money and live happily ever after. Sounds like a good idea. So what Nathan does, his character runs out and does special favors, if you know what I mean, for all the old ladies in town to raise the money.
Wow.
Then they go off and purchase the worst play they could find, which is written by an escaped Nazi turned pigeon trainer, played by Will Ferrell, called Springtime with Hitler. Going to be a true hit there. Then they hire the gayest director in town, and finally they hire a Swedish bombshell, played by Uma Thurman, with all looks and no brains as a star. Sounds like the perfect losing combination, until a series of mishaps turns the play into an immediate comedic success and lands Max in jail, while Matthew's character and Uma's character sail off into the sunset. Ultimately, they return to save Max from a lifetime in prison.
I totally deny ever having seen this movie. I mean, a Broadway musical, I was at a football game. Come on, the last good musical they made into a movie was Grease, and that was only because Olivia Newton-John was super hot, and Uma Thurman is not Olivia Newton-John. And there's like two guys in show business that every time they talk, I have like this uncontrollable urge to punch them in the face. That's Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. They're both in this movie. I can't stand either one of them. It's not my thing, so I'm going to pretty much wait for the sequel, which I think will be called The Reproducer. Or maybe that's the porn version of it, but I don't know.
You know what's interesting about this movie? Is this movie was a Broadway play.
Yeah.
And it was
right.
a Broadway play. It was
Based
a movie.
On a movie.
It was
right.
a movie first.
Right.
Mel Brooks movie. Yeah,
it was a movie with Mel Brooks. It was Gene Wilder and a guy named Zero something.
But it wasn't a musical, really.
It was a movie called The Producers, and it was about these guys putting a hot. It was like, it was a comedy.
Okay.
And then they turned it into a play.
It's huge.
It's kind of like.
It's a play, it's a musical comedy.
Like The Color Purple is a book,
then
it was made into a movie.
Yes.
Then it was made into a Broadway play. And now if they were to make, hey, let's make a movie out of this play, The Color Purple.
Yeah, there's a ton of fresh ideas out there.
That's exactly what it is. So Dawn, you give it you say yes. You say red light, green light.
Well, on our movie night traffic light, I'd actually give this one yellow because this is all musical. and it's another long one. So if you like musicals, this is going to be really good. But remember, there's no intermission, so stock up on popcorn before you start this one.
Really? I think I'm a little bothered by that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, though. This movie is like you went to Broadway and you're sitting there in front of the stage and watching a stage play.
Here's a conversation we'll never have, John Jay. Let's go see a musical and then just let's go out and dance.
Yeah, John Jay, you might like
speaking
this
of
one.
Another conversation you'll never have, how about Brokeback Mountain?
John Jay's actually asked me to go see Brokeback Mountain with him. I don't know why.
God bless you.
I want to see that, and I want to see the producers.
Yeah,
Brokeback Mountain, it's also called Three Men in an Orgy.
You've got a whole list of these, don't you?
There's for each movie you want to see. One demerit on your man card.
So how's that movie? By the way, I heard it's playing just in Flagstaff.
Yeah, we're on our way. What happened was...
I love that Don made you go see that, because it was playing in Scottsdale.
Don necessarily. It was Randy.
Randy called yesterday. I'm talking to Don. I'm like, I don't want to review the producers. It's like the gayest movie ever. Randy calls and says, you're going to see Brokeback Mountain.
And it's only playing in Scottsdale.
You know what happened? This was our conversation after the show yesterday. We said, Brokeback Mountain, are they not going to talk about that? And Randy's like, it's only opening in limited release. And because the information came from Randy, we assume that everything he says is completely wrong. Like, dude, everybody's talking about this movie.
It's
opening everywhere. What are you talking about? Call them. Ask them if they can go see it. It's already open.
And so they decide to drive 2 hours to Scottsdale to go see it last
night.
Yeah,
well, you know, our idea was, hey, it's Scottsdale. We ought to be able to get there easy enough. So we leave plenty early. The movie starts at 8. We leave Tucson at 5:30, or 5 o'clock, actually. And we hit, of course, the infamous Tucson traffic.
Mm-hmm.
We get out of town about 7:30. We end up pulling, screeching to a halt in front of the theater about 10 minutes to 8.
Making you the only people in the world ever to rush to a screening of Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly. There's not going to be anybody there, right?
Well, we had kind of an early indication that things were going to go a little wrong because we see all these gay men couples, you know, walking up to the theater, and as we park and we're walking toward the theater, we see the exact same couples walking away from the theater. Like, oh, this just doesn't seem right. We turn the corner, get in front of the box office, huge sign that says, sold out.
You can't Fandango. If you're going
theater.
On a 2-hour drive, you got to do the Fandango, man.
But there was no Fandango. We tried.
So what happens is we're standing there going, oh, my God, 3 hours. Randy will kill us. I got to tell you guys, Randy and Obi, nicest guys in the world, but they'll kill for you. If they get help, they will go above and beyond.
Because all hell breaks loose if they come back with no, like,
exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we were fearful.
Randy would know the true meaning of Brokeback Mountain if no one saw this movie today.
So we're standing there, and all of a sudden these two, like, smoking hot lesbian chicks come walking up. So Dawn, like, hikes up her skirt, bats her eyes.
No way.
And she's like, are you guys going to Brokeback Mountain? Yeah, we've got tickets already. So we make a deal. Basically, Dawn pays them $40 for tickets. I pay him $10 to make out. Seriously, pay $50 to get it.
Wow, that's not how I remember it at all.
So Allie and Dana, thanks a lot. I don't know that they're really lesbians, but they're really nice girls.
They did get rich off the deal, however.
You gave them $50, really?
Seriously,
but we got in, man. We're in.
We got to hook these guys up.
Let's just take that out of the Christmas wish fund.
Donation. We got in and we could even sit together. I mean, it's packed.
It was so packed.
So, John, you're watching Brokeback Mountain by yourself.
I was the threesome in some gay couple.
I love that.
Oh, man.
You've never seen John so uncomfortable.
Small talk he has available is, did you guys see the producers yet?
Right.
There's no seats. You sat on someone's lap during the movie.
That
I tried to get Dawn to sit in my lap so I wouldn't look gay, but she wouldn't do it. So basically, if you fancy yourself a fan of the gay cowboy genre, or if you use the word fancy at all, Brokeback Mountain may be the movie for you.
Okay, so this is how it goes. The movie takes place, or it starts anyway, in 1963, when two out-of-work cowboys, they're played by Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, they get jobs herding sheep in Wyoming on Brokeback Mountain.
Gotcha.
That's what it is. It's a place. So after a whole lot of lonely days and a lot of alcohol, they have a sexual encounter,
Boom.
Which begins their relationship that's going to last for decades. And after their first summer together, they both return to their normal lives, which includes getting married and raising families.
Mm-hmm.
But they're unable to forget each other, so eventually they hook up at Brokeback Mountain for stolen romantic interludes over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Convinced that their love for each other could never be accepted by the real world, however, their relationship is confined to the mountain. So for nearly 20 years, they struggle to cope with longing for each other, keeping up appearances in their real lives, and long for the days that they can be together. Their secrets keep them from true happiness, tears apart their marriages, and finally deals them a fatal blow.
I just want to say that I think King Kong may be one of the best movies ever. Who cares about dialogue?
John so doesn't want to talk about this movie.
Please tell me. Please, I can't. There's no gay bashing in this movie, is it? Is that what happens?
Gay bashing. There's a little bit.
I mean, is that how it ends? Because I have this feeling. The movie ends by like some macho guys beating them up for being gay. I hate that.
The gay bashing is implied. Yeah, it's implied.
But and it did happen like in the 70s and early 80s is when.
But is it implied like
they flash to it?
Yeah, it's like a quick flash.
Okay, but they show them coming out of somewhere, and then there's these guys waiting for them, and they beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, but really super quick. Yeah, super quick, and it's just
like
a crook.
Hey, apparently Brokeback Mountain's playing at the Loft, you guys.
There you go. I gotta tell you guys, this movie pretty much ruined.
No, it is.
No way! Don't say that.
It's playing at the Loft. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
People are calling saying it's playing at the Loft.
Cool.
So it looks like.
Hey, actually, you know what happened in this movie, though? I mean,
he doesn't care.
Yeah, go to the Loft. You guys will love it. Seriously, we're sitting there watching this movie. Two seems like pretty decent guys, you know, hanging out, getting drunk in the woods, shooting stuff, having a good time.
Cool.
I'm sitting there with me and Dawn and 398 homosexuals, and I think the audience turned the actors gay in this movie. Because all of a sudden, it wasn't like it was coming. You could see it coming. It was like middle of the night, boom, prism sex happening right there in the
set. Really?
Yeah, completely out of the blue.
I can't see that's the way it would go down. I mean, you think you'd have to start talking about something like, you know, the music of Barry Manilow. Yeah, people like Barry Manilow.
Nothing like that.
These guys don't act gay at all. They're complete. They seem like
they're
completely
guys,
normal,
yeah.
Nice guys that we'd want to hang out with. So.
Well, so what? Wait, doesn't mean that gay people aren't normal nice guys.
No, I know. You're right.
Oh,
John.
Who's the gay basher?
All right, well,
J-Dar
doesn't work in this movie.
You're like the dad on American Beauty.
No, hey,
maybe it opened my eyes.
Hey, John, welcome to Radio 101. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the 398 homosexuals in the theater, you can pick them all out. Not the two guys on the screen.
Really? So they didn't seem gay at all?
No, I think, the movie's actually a pretty good movie. It tells a pretty good story that most of us can't identify with, but it's a good story nonetheless. But I think the warning there for the rest of us is, you know, if you take a couple of pretty normal heterosexual men, you know, both married with kids, and maybe they have like an unnatural closeness because they're passionate about something like radio or something, and you send them off on a trip to like, I don't know, Vegas, where there's a lot of imagery and
stimulation. Hey, we're living this weekend.
I'm thinking, boom, prison sex.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. Rich and I going to Vegas this weekend. It'll be Brokeback Vegas this weekend.
Nice. When Harry met Harrier. You know, the thing that's kind of interesting about the whole Brokeback Mountain thing, the whole vibe of this movie, is it's going to get, like, all these awards. So I'm wondering, beyond them being gay prison sex buddies or whatever, it sounds like it's supposed to be a really good movie.
It's a pretty good – it really is a pretty good movie. I was expecting a lot of like graphic sexual imagery. It's not that bad. It's pretty well done. There are parts where it kind of lingers on too much. It tracks these guys through 20 years of their lives, which is it's really sad and tragic. But it kind of keeps you on an even keel. There's not a lot of emotional roller coaster there. But it was nominated for a Golden Globe for best performance.
For best motion picture.
I heard they're going to make it into a TV show for lesbians, though. That's the twist. It's called The Big Valley.
That was a good one.
You are disgusting.
I can't believe you're saying lesbians are normalized people.
That's a real TV show.
You're gross.
But that's a real TV show.
You over there with your weird gay sweater. Be quiet.
This is the grays.
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't a bad movie. I don't think, I mean, most of us can't identify with the story, but it is kind of eye-opening, and it does make you kind of empathetic towards people that are discriminated against.
I would really be curious, though, what a gay man thought of the movie. I mean, it was late.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, God.
They did the crowd did applaud at the end of this one, so they seemed to really enjoy it.
Yeah. So on our movie night traffic light, we give this one yellow just because of the subject matter may limit the audience that it draws. And, of course, it's limited showing locations.
You know what I like? How that movie night rhymes with traffic light when Don does it. Yeah.
Did you just pick up on
Yeah.
that?
I heard they're going to turn it into a TV show on a Western TV show. It's going to go Bonanza.
When do you see
Haas and Little
Shut
Joe?
Shut down. Go to song.
Go to song.
John's getting ugly.